USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo blaming China for the coronavirus outbreak.
Kuwait and around the world are suffering because the Chinese Communist Party failed to properly alert the world that it had a public health disaster on its hands.
Pompeo speaking at an event with the foreign minister of Kuwait, also saying the United States and Kuwait have a special relationship.
Kuwait is one of our most important strategic partners throughout the Middle East, and our administrations work hard to deepen the historic bonds between our two countries.
Pennsylvania's Department of State on Tuesday certified the results of the November 3rd election, according to Democratic Governor Tom Wolf. The governor saying Joe Biden earned the Keystone State's 20 electoral votes. The Dow topped 30,000 for the first time, marking a rapid turnaround since the index fell below 19,000 in the early days of the pandemic. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
Nearly 86,000 Americans are in the hospital and being treated for COVID-19. Yesterday's total is the 14th straight day of a record high in hospitalizations. The number of Americans being cared for in the nation's hospitals has more than doubled in a month. Despite those numbers, airports are still the busiest they've been since the pandemic began. Many folks getting tested before that holiday trip. As far as if that means you're safe, Dr. Olavine Carsequillo says...
And that's what people want me to tell them. And the answer is, unfortunately, I cannot guarantee that. First of all, if you get tested today, you're exposed yesterday, the test will probably come back negative. So it's not 100% guaranteed. And two, I can't guarantee what happens the next couple of days after your test comes back negative either.
That audio courtesy of News Nation. President Trump is soon pardoning a turkey in the annual holiday tradition. Corn and cob are competing for the presidential pardon. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Montana Republican Senator Steve Daines recently revealed that he participated in Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine trial and he has COVID-19 antibodies. Daines and his wife participated in a blind vaccine trial conducted in Bozeman. While they didn't know if they received the vaccine or placebo, the presence of COVID-19 antibodies indicates Daines was either given the vaccine or previously exposed to the virus. Daines telling Fox News people should not be concerned about the safety of the vaccine.
These vaccines are very, very thoroughly tested. And these are vaccines that have been being worked on, whether it's COVID or whether it's other diseases. They have great expertise in producing safe and effective vaccines. But think about the fact that over 40,000 Americans were in this phase 3 trial. So it's thoroughly tested. It'll be thoroughly reviewed by the FDA. And you look at what are the alternatives right now. We've got a safe and effective vaccine coming out of Pfizer and looks like Moderna as well. How else are we going to stop this pandemic? So I'm very encouraged. You think about polio that ravaged our nation back in the early 50s. Then in 1953, Dr. Jonas Salk got on the radio and announced that they had a vaccine to stop polio. You know what? It was the vaccine that eradicated polio.
More news can always be found online at usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.